All right, let's move on to Lycanthroat and his song Silver Elite.
I glimpse Susie from my seat, fluffy slippers on her pedicured feet. I heard she only sleeps on planes, up in first class, sipping champagne. Platinum level frequent flyer club, gold embossing on her ticket stub. Well, I don't fly like a movie star, but I spend my share of time in planes and cars. I'm only silver elite, lucky if I get an extra row seat. 30,000 miles a year isn't good enough to get me free beer.
Full disclosure, I have collaborated with Lycanthroat on a cover song for the Blue Lang Shuaro, and I covered one of his songs with Chumpy, and he's been a guest on the podcast. He's a great guy, and I'm a fan. So, on to the knives. Anyway, I think this song is one of Lycanthroat's more melodic numbers. I like the direction he's going in musically. Little touches like that airplane pong at the outset is a really nice touch. The topic of the lyrics isn't very inspiring or interesting, which is a bit of a downer because, you know, Lycanthroat is known for his very, very, you know, interesting and inventive and brilliant lyrics. This was, you know, maybe not, again, not so inspiring. But, I mean, I get it. But, you know, it's first world problems, really. You know, am I right? The backing music is more or less typical Lycanthroat. So if you like Lycanthroat, then I think you're going to consider this one of his better sounding numbers. But judging it against this strong group of contenders, I'm not sure how he's going to rank.
I mean, Lycanthroat's got his usual problems of phrasing and landing the vocals on the beats, and then also, you know, having a consistent vocal melody. All of those troubles he usually has are here as well. But there's also just the banality of the subject matter, like how the Silver Elite Air Club is like not the best club benefits you could have for your airline miles. And it's not the worst. It's not like being a noob where you don't even have miles at all, but it's like in the middle ground and you're like in some sort of limbo. All of these things combined to have a not very engaging song for me. So this is definitely a miss.
Yeah, I noted, I mean, this is, again, kind of superficial, and we certainly look to the entire song craft, but there's some intonation issues that are just kind of like hard for me to get by, maybe just like another, like close listen on the vocal performance to get it right. I'm worried now, actually, guys, that I maybe made a comment on a prior song that I actually intended for this one. But anyway, this is definitely the one where the chorus kind of moves over to this drum pattern thing that itself is kind of playing with the rhythm. And then the vocal performance isn't exactly hitting the beat. And I just felt kind of lost by it. So yeah, I'm not going to put this one toward the top of my rankings, but it's certainly like a driving feel, a compelling vocal performance, and one that kind of stands out among other performers. Yeah, that's kind of just where I'm coming down on it.